Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 20, verses 13 to 17. God said, "You must not murder, you must not commit adultery, you must not steal, you must not testify falsely against your neighbor, you must not covet your neighbor's house." These blunt commandments are even more brief in Hebrew, where a better translation would be, "No murder, no adultery, no stealing." God is setting out in quick succession the activities that must be stopped if the community is to thrive. Having respect for human life, marriage, property, and truth-telling are foundational to a peaceful and harmonious society, and coveting can only ever be destructive. On first reading, the trouble with these commandments is they sound so negative. However, the reason for this is quite clearly because God's desire is the best. He won't settle for anything less than that. So he is ruthlessly opposed to anything that will spoil life for his much-loved children. The sanction showed how serious he was. Murder would lead to capital punishment, adultery to stoning, and the thief had to make full restitution. As human beings, we never enjoy being told what we can't do, but it's often a sign of love. My parents spent years telling me the things I shouldn't do. Their rules were often annoying and frustrating, to be honest, but there's no doubt that they were a sign of their love for me and my sisters. If they'd allowed us to do whatever we wanted, it would have been the clearest sign that they didn't care. Coveting might well be the most challenging of these five commandments for us. In our society, coveting is continually encouraged. Every advertisement encourages us to want something. But God has a much better plan. He wants us to be content with what we have and to find peace in not continually rushing after more and more of everything. So let me ask you a question. Which of these five commandments do you find most challenging and why? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for your complete love for us. Help us to believe that your commandments are always an expression of your love. Amen. So glad you joined me today, and I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.